From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new 7-passenger MDX. More information is available at Acura.com.
It was just another morning in my son's first grade class listening to the kids read. Last up, Fatima, the spirited child of Arabic-speaking parents. She tells me she was in San Francisco yesterday. When I ask her why, I expect to hear something routine. Not today. I was visiting my dad. He's in jail. Fatima's father? It didn't add up. He seemed a devoted dad and a well-liked local store owner. I told Fatima I hoped her father could come home soon and then talked with the kid's teacher. The day of the arrest, she stopped by the family store in Berkeley and learned the news. Early that morning, in front of his children, Homeland Security agents led Fatima's dad away in handcuffs. Like millions of new immigrants to the United States, Fatima's father, who's from Yemen, went through the time-consuming and form-filled process necessary to become a resident alien and obtain what's commonly still called a green card. But at some stage in this process, he became just another Muslim Middle Eastern man with a red flag next to his name. On the way home that afternoon, I explained to my son that Fatima's father hadn't done anything bad and that a lawyer was straightening out this paperwork mess. A little while later, a voice piped up from the back seat. "Are all your papers in order, Mummy?" I reassured him, and he reminded me that he had been bugging me to become a U.S. citizen. How do you explain to your child that Homeland Security isn't likely to come knocking on our door to take me away in handcuffs because of some glitch in my immigration records? I'm white, educated, and secured a work visa more than a decade before 9/11. Then I married a white, educated American. Now my 8-year-old has a reason to worry. Whether immigration officials might one day come and take his mum to prison, the way Fatima's father was dragged away one spring day. It turned out that after some 30 days in jail, a judge freed Fatima's father, and today he is the proud bearer of a green card. He says he'll apply for citizenship as soon as he can. We're all feeling so much safer now. With a Perspective, I'm Sarah Henry.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.